Unable to gain traction in a Republican-controlled legislature for a fracking ban, Democrats took their case to the public Tuesday at a Capitol press conference. Sign-waving activists from the Democratic Women's Club of Florida lent moral support. Spokeswoman Judy Myers.
All issues are women's issues. We support the anti-fracking bills by Representative Jenny and Representative Pafford and the senators because it's going to devastate the ecosystems that are along our coastline.
Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, is a highly controversial drilling technique. Oil and gas companies pump sand, water, and chemicals at high pressure deep underground to free oil and natural gas. Democratic Representative Evan Jenny of Fort Lauderdale wants to ban it. He knows he's fighting a losing battle.
It's a mix of highly toxic chemicals blasted into the literal foundation of our state. If you or your family have an aversion to methanol, boric acid, hydrochloric acid, well, our bill is the bill for you.
Fracking's been blamed for everything from flaming tap water to earthquakes. Governor Andrew Cuomo banned it in New York in 2014. House Minority Leader Mark Pafford of West Palm Beach says Republican leaders are being short-sighted. Why encourage fracking in Florida when the nation is awash in domestic oil?
What is our legacy? Right now, our legacy is looking down at our feet, not looking at a horizon.
At a committee meeting later in the afternoon, supporters fired back at the critics. Florida Department of Environmental Protection Administrator Paula Cobb described an engineering study declaring fracking safe. Fracking can happen now, she says, and there's no rules to govern it.
I don't know anyone that would argue that we are better off not having a bill in place that includes these protections versus the status quo that exists today.
DEP asked for the bill after a 2013 run-in with a Texas oil company. Caught drilling near the Everglades without a permit for its fracking-like operation, the company paid heavy fines and pulled out. Senator Darren Soto of Orlando pushed for a 5-year moratorium and to make it easier for the public to know the chemicals drillers use. He also pushed for $100,000 a day in potential fines for permit violators.
We need to jack up the fines so badly that it isn't even worth it to come here to frack one drop of oil or gas from the state.
Republicans shot Soto's amendments down in short order. Democratic attempts to ban fracking in the state appear all but dead, but environmental lobbyist David Cullen isn't giving up hope.
It ain't over till it's over. This is the hottest issue, the most emotional issue that I have dealt with in my 8 years in representing Sierra Club, Florida. People are tremendously upset about this.
The Republican fracking bill passed overwhelmingly. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.